Hello to all our generous viewers. It's wonderful to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around our beautiful planet.
Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astro 1, Hotbird 6, Australia, New Zealand, Optus B3, D2, Africa, Intelsat 10, Ku-band, Intelsat 10, C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10, C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. Central and South America, Hispasat, Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also available online at www.suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Singapore and Qatar find many areas for cooperation. In environmental news, a byproduct of chocolate is made into biofuel. In interfaith news, a Muslim artist creates a beautiful mural for a church in the Philippines. In charity news, Peace Over Violence presents humanitarian awards. In community news, police officers take children out for Christmas shopping. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, November 20th, is Universal Children's Day. It is a day for worldwide fraternity and understanding between children. It is also a day for commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of the Rights of the Child in 1959 and the Convention on Rights of the Child in 1989 by the United Nations. Both conventions define that the freedoms and rights of children are guaranteed by member nations, including the right to education, health care, and legal protection. May heaven bless the children of our world with peace, love, and happiness.
Fly-in news. International aid and rescue teams arrive in Bangladesh. $140 million aid has been pledged to assist those affected by Cyclone Sidr on Thursday in Bangladesh. The government is now able to drop food in remote areas and is working on rebuilding infrastructure and providing shelter to victims. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice announced that the U.S. will provide $2 million in aid. In addition, UK is donating $5 million and Saudi Arabia is contributing $100 million. Many other nations and humanitarian groups have also contributed to the relief efforts. Thank you and heaven bless all nations for extending your help to Bangladesh. May the citizens of Bangladesh recover with full speed, vigor and love. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Flying News, UN Secretary General highlights international urgent need to address climate change. Based on a recently published United Nations report, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has stated that quick action is necessary to prevent further global warming. He also recommended cooperation among the world's energy ministers, who are meeting in December in Bali to create a global climate treaty that replaces the expiring Kyoto Protocol. Describing the overall conclusions of the report as encouraging, the Secretary General said, "We can beat this. There are real and affordable ways to deal with climate change."
Thank you, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for your noble concern and optimism. We pray that the upcoming meeting is blessed with a fruitful outcome of world leaders joining together to take positive action for our beautiful planet and her co-inhabitants. Flying News. Israel to release Palestinian prisoners. Prior to a meeting with Palestine's President Mahmoud Abbas, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert announced Israel would release 411 Palestinian prisoners. The amnesty is a goodwill gesture towards President Abbas and a means to build Arab support for a peace agreement at the upcoming conference in Annapolis, Maryland, USA. President Abbas and Prime Minister Olmert continue to negotiate the fine points of a blueprint for a future Palestinian state. Thank you, Israel, for releasing the Palestinian detainees. We wish them a joyful reunion with their families and loved ones. May heaven bless Israeli and Palestinian efforts to bring peace to the Middle East with the greatest of success. Flying News. West Africa's biosafety project receives World Bank funding. The 8 francophone countries of Benin, Burkina Faso, Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea-Bissau, Mali, Niger, Senegal, and Togo will benefit from the World Bank's $9.3 million West Africa Regional Biosafety Project. The program seeks to protect biodiversity in the region by strictly regulating the use of genetically modified organisms. CEO and chairperson of Global Environment Facility, Monique Barbu, explained, "This is a key milestone that will have a dramatic impact for over 10 million households in the region. The program will contribute to the region's development while protecting biological diversity and human health." Thank you, and God bless World Bank and all involved in protecting the West African region through the Biosafety Project. May God bless the people of West Africa with good health, prosperity, and happiness.
Flying News. MTV launching new channel for Arab viewers.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello and welcome everyone to the launch of MTV Arabia.
Aired for the first time at midnight on Saturday in Dubai, the new station MTV Arabia features regional music talent as well as shows that address concerns of Arab youth. Abdul Latif Al-Sahi, chief executive of Arab Media Group, a part owner of the new channel, said, "When we come to people's homes, we want to earn their respect." MTV Arabia also hopes to bring greater worldwide recognition to Middle Eastern musicians.
It's also a great event for us to launch MTV Arabia. And it's actually our largest MTV channel. And when we launch, we'll launch to 190 million wonderful young Arabic audiences.
And this together is a great, great combination. Our team's reflective of the region with 12 nationalities covered. That in itself is a celebration for me.
I believe what we're going to showcase is everything that represents the Arab youth, especially their lives across all the region.
Congratulations, MTV Arabia and affiliates. And thank you for your endeavors to highlight cultural exchange and to share Arab music talent with the world. May all MTV Arabia viewers enjoy many hours of positive enrichment and entertainment.
Flying News. Chinese experts and volunteers prepare for African visit. As a follow-up to the China-Africa Summit, 100 people, including 16 malaria experts and 58 agriculture experts, will be journeying to Africa to share their knowledge. 26 young volunteers will also be joining the trip as teachers. Tang Yong is a physical education teacher who will be spending a year in Tunisia. He expressed his honor at being a part of the mission, saying, "We will try to adapt to local conditions as soon as possible and use our skills to contribute to the development of Africa. The African continent is a remote but attractive place to me." Thank you, and heaven bless all experts and volunteers for traveling such a great distance to help those in need. May the Most High bless your noble works with success. Flying News. Brazil waives Guinea-Bissau's debt. During a visit to Brazil by Guinean President Nino Vieira, Brazilian President Lula da Silva announced that his country would completely relieve the Guinea-Bissau debt of $34 million. Both leaders also signed agreements to strengthen cooperation in areas of health, agriculture, and trade. Thank you, and God bless Brazil for this kind-hearted gesture towards Guinea-Bissau. May both your nations enjoy everlasting fulfillment, prosperity, and friendship.
Blind Bull Mastiff voted Dog of the Year. When Oliver was just 5 months old, he was abandoned because he had an eye infection. A dog warden found him and tried to save his eyes, but the infection spread and he became blind. When Julie Harkis heard of his plight, she decided to give Oliver a permanent home. Thanks to her care, Oliver is now a happy 2-year-old dog. Julie says, "Oliver has been through so much, but he's made such good progress that we forgot he's blind. No matter how down we might feel, Oliver always lifts our spirits. For overcoming great odds and being such a true inspiration, Oliver received the most votes in this year's Dog of the Year competition, organized by the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. You've won our hearts too, Oliver. God bless you and your loving family. We pray that all dogs are taken care of as well as you are."
Fly-in News. A call to halt global warming comes to London in the latest campaign from Viva. In the new Hot campaign, just launched by Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, or Viva, advocate and spokeswoman Heather Mills spoke out to remind the world of the connection between livestock farming and global warming.
Nearly a year ago, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization put out a report that 80% of global warming comes from livestock and deforestation.
During a speech at London's famous Speaker's Corner, Ms. Mills requested that the public and governments heed the 2007 United Nations report on climate change. She also recommended the adoption of a vegetarian and vegan diet as the single greatest way an individual can help reverse climate change and save the planet. Following the event, Heather Mills speaks in an exclusive interview with Supreme Master Television.
Heather Mills, thank you for joining us on Supreme Master Television.
This new campaign, Hot campaign, could you tell us in more detail what it's about, please?
I'm just here trying to raise awareness with these posters, encouraging people to go onto viva.org.uk and get their free hot pack, which has recipes and posters and things in. And what I'm asking people to do is try and look at the alternates as a transitional period. It really, really is easy. And when you think that by doing that, the difference you're going to make, it's phenomenal, you know. I would like to encourage the government to get farmers to use their land to grow soy protein so that we can utilize the land and stop cutting down trees at the rate that we have. They're soon 55 billion livestock a year slaughtered. You can't keep up that rate and expect to save the planet. I would love it if the media became responsible and said, you know what, it is our responsibility to put this information out there so people can make informed decisions about what's going on and be educated enough to make a difference. So the media have a huge responsible position for truthful journalism. Hi, I'm Heather Mills on Supreme Master Television. Thanks for all your great efforts in trying to make the world a better place.
Thank you, and God bless Viva and Heather Mills in your noble endeavors to protect the planet and our animal co-inhabitants.
In world news, Singapore and Qatar develop stronger relations based on cooperation. The two nations have agreed to work together in many areas, including energy, communications, transportation, construction, labour and tourism. This will encompass both the governmental and private sectors. The representatives of both countries envision increased collaboration in the future. May heaven bless this joint relationship to bring benefits to many. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a Philippine artist creates the Peace Dove logo. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Hello, I'm Auntie the Piglet. Today, I am going to give you a tip that will save you both time and money. How do you do this? Well, when you cook, simply cook in larger quantities. You can take the leftovers to work for your lunch. Also, you can add other ingredients to the meal the following evening, thus creating something different, or freeze it for another day. So next time you cook, you might want to think about cooking in bulk. You will also notice your electricity or gas bill will decrease. Thanks for watching, and now for the weather from around the world.
Environmental news. Chocolate byproduct is converted to biofuel. International firm Ecotec has discovered how to turn waste from chocolate production into biofuel. The new process takes the chocolate byproduct, which is usually turned into landfill, converts it to bioethanol, and combines it with vegetable oil. The resulting fuel can be used in ordinary diesel vehicles without any engine conversion. Cars running on the new fuel will not, however, smell like chocolate. Thank you and God bless Ecotec for your very eco-friendly discovery. Now, chocolate lovers around the world can have another good reason to enjoy their favorite treat.
And into faith news, church mural is created by Muslim artist. The St. Joseph Church in Zamboanga City, Mindanao, the Philippines, has a beautiful altar mural depicting an image of St. Joseph. It was painted by Ramir Tawazil, a Muslim artist who also created the Peace Dove logo. This logo, containing both Muslim and Christian symbols, has become an international representation of peace. Thank you, and may the great Allah bless you, Mr. Tawazil, for your inspirational artworks. May heaven bless people from all faiths to honor each other in the spirit of brotherly love. When we come back, Shop with a Cop brings Christmas joy to children. We'll say a silent prayer for peace and joy in the world. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more noteworthy news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In charity news, Peace Over Violence Humanitarian Awards event took place in Los Angeles, California, USA. It was hosted by Golden Globe Award winner and American actress Calista Flockhart, who is known for her title role in the award-winning American television series Ally McBeal. Also in attendance were Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and Academy Award-nominated actor Harrison Ford. Peace Over Violence is a nonprofit and volunteer social services organization based in Los Angeles. Calista Flockhart tells us more about the agency. Tell us about Peace Over Violence and why you choose to host this event.
Well, it's about creating and maintaining healthy relationships, healthy families, healthy communities. This organization to me is incredible. That the people are amazing. I'm overwhelmed by what they do. And I just, I wanted to be involved and I wanted to do whatever I could do to help out.
Thank you and God bless Peace Over Violence for working to bring harmony among family members and people on our planet. May the Almighty bless your endeavor with success.
In community news, police officers share holiday spirit. A group of police officers in Edmond, Oklahoma, USA, are taking part in Shop with a Cop. Youngsters who might otherwise not be able to afford to buy gifts for others or may not receive gifts themselves are invited to Christmas Shop with a police officer. Last year, 35 police officers took part in the program, with 60 children being allocated $115 each to buy gifts. Thank you and God bless the big-hearted police officers of Edmond. May heaven bless all children to have lots of love in their lives.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
A watermelon farmer was determined to scare off the local kids who went into his watermelon patch every night to eat their fill. So after some thought, he made a sign that said, "Warning, don't eat this watermelon. One of these watermelons has been injected with cyanide." Okay, so he thought it was pretty cool, you know, the kid would be scared and don't dare to eat. So I come home, sleep. Next morning, I come out, there's another sign next to it. Say, now there were two.
And now for our viewer's hotline. This message was sent by Miss Lynn Kenning of TV Guide from California, USA.
A hearty congratulations on your expansion of Supreme Master Television. We appreciate your very positive and humanitarian approach. We wish you the very best in your future growth. Lynn Kenning.
Thank you, Miss Kenning, for your kind wishes and congratulations. We appreciate your words of support and encouragement. May God's blessing be with you in all your endeavors.
Do you have a hotline? We would love to hear your hotlines and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@supremastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. May God's eternal light illuminate your every step.